News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, parents warned Christmas will go if Catholic schools switch their ethos. That is a front page story on today's Irish Independent. It is about a number of schools in the Portmarnock-Malahide Conseely area of North Dublin where the issue of divestment, possible divestment, has met a hostile reaction in two of the schools at least. Joining me to discuss is Eamon Delaney, founder and director of the Hibernia Forum, and Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland. I kind of want to dismiss Christmas and St. Patrick's Day out of hand. I cannot see a situation in my lifetime where they're going to be cancelled, essentially. But what about other issues, Michael, if I start with yourself? Do you think schools should be marking things like St. Bridget's Day by making St. Bridget's crosses, for example, or marking students' heads on Ash Wednesday?
Well, there are human rights standards about the teaching of religions and beliefs in an objective, critical and pluralistic manner. And essentially the line is that you should be able to teach about religious celebrations, but you shouldn't teach that specific religious celebrations are true and that you shouldn't actually celebrate the religious celebrations. So it's something that can be balanced quite easily and is balanced quite easily around the world. And it's only in Ireland that you get this comical scaremongering about what let us remember, is about an attempt based on the Forum of Patronage, which reported in 2012 and said that there's an urgency for action in divesting some Catholic schools, a minority of Catholic schools, to multi-denominational patronage. By last year, even though there was an urgency in 2012, they had divested 11 schools out of over 3,000 in the country.
Are parents out there, Michael, really feel that it's that urgent an issue? Because lots of parents out there are kind of, I know, to use maybe the wrong word in this context, kind of agnostic about this issue to a degree that, you know, they're cultural Catholics, they maybe don't want to examine their own faith too closely, and it kind of suits them that the school does communion and confession and things like that.
Well, what our experience is, and on this particular issue with these schools in the Portmarnock-Malahide area, we've had several parents contact us expressing concern from the opposite perspective. The problem is that parents do want change and they do want a more neutral education for their children. But because their children are literally going through the education system at the time that they have that concern, they are reluctant to speak out publicly because they don't want their child to be further alienated in the school as being the child whose parents are complaining about the system. But regardless of that, you have a constitutional right. Even if it's a Catholic school, you have a constitutional right to opt your child out of religion classes. This is not a controversial issue. It's settled in Irish law. It's in the constitution. And what's happening at the moment is because a small amount of schools are to be divested from Catholic patronage to multi-denominational patronage. The schools are focusing on the interests of the schools, not on the interests of the parents. And it's like pulling teeth getting this tiny amount of schools to be
okay,
divested
can I bring
to
in,
multi-denominational patronage.
Let me bring in Eamon Delaney here, as I said, founder and director of the Hibernia Forum. Eamon, on one point I do have to agree with Michael when he used the word scaremongering. The idea that Christmas is going to be cancelled does seem a bit fanciful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, of course, yeah. But some of the other stuff that Michael said also sounds kind of fanciful as well. I just wonder where he gets the time, honestly, really. The country is facing such crises now with a hard Brexit looming and societal problems and lack of resources that really to focus on the minimal amount of religious instruction or observation that's done in what are now only nominally Catholic schools. Fair play to Michael, he's got lots of energy to do this. He tells me that parents want this. I don't see any evidence whatsoever for that. If parents who feel strongly about a religious ethos can go to Educate Together schools or create them. I know it's difficult, but we know who we are.
I won't put words in Michael's mouth, but I'm sure, and I'm going to come back to Michael in just a moment, but he did say, look, the forum on divestment did use the word urgent to talk about this issue.
But so what? I mean, like Social Justice Ireland tell us that most Irish people are living in poverty. In all due respect to these institutions, I know we're in an era of fake news and attacking the experts. I'm not trying to do that now. But honestly, you look at the evidence. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We know that the Catholic Church had far too much influence in Irish society post-independence and up until very recently. But really at this stage, I think what's happening at the schools is happening at a slow enough, at a quick enough pace for most parents. Most parents that I know, even the most pagan and atheist and whatever you're having yourself of it. But let me just talk about where I'm at. So I've got two kids in a nominally Catholic school, North Dublin City. The school is 60% foreign, yeah. Nationals, Somalis, a whole wonderful smorgasbord of nationalities. They're happy and welcome, actually, the residual amount of Catholic faith that's left. They don't participate in communion, for example. Some parents do. But they love to see it being done because they just feel any spirituality.
Okay.
Well, age is welcome, you know?
Yeah, well, look, we're almost out of time. Michael, let me bring you back in here. On that point that Eamon said, look, divestment is happening. It's happening slowly, but that's quick enough for most people.
Well, the government's plan is to have 400 multi-denominational schools by 2030. That's over a decade ago. Even if they manage that, and given that they've only got 10 or 11 since 2012, that seems unlikely, that would still be 400 out of over 3,500, or just under 3,500 schools. Now, the Catholic Church is trying to get a deal that in return for divesting the tiny amount of schools that it's willing to divest,
yeah,
that they will have a stronger Catholic ethos in the schools they retain, which will be most of them. So for most parents who live in areas where there is only one local school, not only will they not have access,
okay,
to that, they will have their only option will be a school with a stronger Catholic ethos.
All right. Well, look, on that note, Michael Nugent, chairperson of Atheist Ireland. And before Michael, you heard from Eamon Delaney, the founder and director of the Hibernia Forum.